see. What about the woman that you're married to? If somebody were to ask you, well, who's that? You'd say, well, that's my
wife or my spouse or my better half. Or,
and if somebody were to ask her who you are, she would say,
that's my husband or my boss. Very few of them say that.
Yes. I imagine. What do you call a woman whose husband is dead?
A widow.
What about if he's just left her? He's not dead. What would you call her then?
I'd call him a grass widow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, when you were little, who was the person who was most likely to give you a whipping?
My mother.
Is that right?
When I was small, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because she was my disciplinarian. Now, Daddy whipped me a lot.
Yeah.
But after I got big enough to work, that's when he went to work on me.
You call your father your daddy. Have you ever heard people call
Papa? Papa, or Dad, and Mother, or Mama, or Mom. I've heard them called.
You call your mother and your father together your
parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about your father's father is called your
grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Did you know your grandfather?
No, I never saw my grandfather on my father's side, mm-hmm. or my great-grandfather. I've seen a bunch of my great uncles, brothers to my father's father.
And your grandfather's
wife? He died young.
Yeah.
He died before I was born.
Your grandfather's wife would be called your...
My grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember my grandmother and granddaddy both on my mother's side, but only my grandmother and step-grandfather on my father's side.
A person's sons and daughters would be called his... all together would be called his.
You mean?
If he has two sons and three daughters, he has five.
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever, what do you call a name that a child is known as just by members of his family? It's not his real name, but you know.
An adopted child?
Well, not necessarily adopted. It might just be a name he's known as to members of the family. But not by anybody else. Kind of like, you know, would you call it a pet name or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or a nickname? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't quite.
Well, something maybe like Buddy.
Well, yes, you could call him Buddy.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call this thing that's on wheels that a woman can put a baby in and it'll lie down, you know? And
A carriage.
Yeah, a baby carriage. And you would say that you're going to put the baby in the carriage, and go out and
take it for a walk,
or
ride the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Take
around.
It for a stroll.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Talking about if you had three sons, one was 5 years old, one was 10, and one was 15, you would say the one who's 15 would be the
older one.
Talking about age.
Yeah.
Or you might talk about them in terms of being grown up. You
yeah.
would say the one
yeah.
who's 15 is the...
It's a grown up or the largest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So a person's, like I said, a person's children would consist of his sons and his... A man's children would be his sons and his...
His daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Or you could say they would be his boys and his...
His girls. That's
yeah.
right.
If a woman is about to have a baby...
They're classified 9 income tax returns as dependents.
I see. Yeah, okay. If a woman's about to have a baby, you'd say she's what?
Pregnant.
Have you ever heard that?
They're in family way.
In
the old time, they'd say in family way instead of pregnant.
Is there any kind of joking word you've ever heard referred to that condition?